Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Archie Reynolds. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Archie Reynolds. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the left fielder, Ty Klein. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bob Schroeder. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bolin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Klein moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schroeder moves to third. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin takes first base on ball four. Lanier moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Schroeder scores. Lanier moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-1 in the game. Cline hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Archie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cline. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bonds throws the ball into Lanier, who tags Beckert trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reynolds scores. Kessinger scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schroeder moves to second. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bolin takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. John Upham pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. John Upham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upham strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Deed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Mays steals second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Deed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bolin bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Mays reaches second base with a double. Klein moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein scores. Mays scores. McCovey moves to third. It's 8-2, Giants. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Willie Smith now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hart moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Dietz is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. Bonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Bob now catching. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cline. Banks reaches second base with a double. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Giants. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.